South Africa is going into space, big time, or fairly big time. It's setting up its own version of NASA, which will be called SANSA, the South African National Space Agency. But South Africa has been involved in space research ever since the space age began back in the late 1950s. In fact, Dr. Peter Martinez is chairman of the South African Council for Space Affairs. So I asked him how important the new agency would be for South Africa, and I suppose ultimately the universe.
Very important, because these days South Africa, as with virtually every other country in the world, makes very extensive use of space science and technology. Space technology is ubiquitous nowadays, and so it's important that countries should coordinate their uses of the technology and optimize the benefits that they derive from it. In our case, the focus will be on three particular areas, namely environmental resource management, health, safety and security, and innovation and economic growth.
Now, you mentioned some of the objectives of this space program. You didn't mention putting a South African on the moon or on Mars. Is that ruled out completely?
Human spaceflight is certainly not one of our priorities. I wouldn't say it's ruled out indefinitely, but it's certainly not our priority for the short or the medium-term future.
There was a time, wasn't there, when space was the preserve of America and Russia, and then later China, India. Now more and more countries are getting involved. And we heard 24 hours ago about a commercial flight, the first space flight by a non-nation, by a commercial body. It seems like space is opening up to everyone.
That's quite correct. The space arena has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. There are now over 40 national space agencies in the world, a growing number of countries with space assets in space. Not only has the number of space actors increased, but so too has the diversity. In the early days of the space age, the space actors were nations, states, and state entities. But we've seen over the last 20 years the emergence of a large number of non-state actors as well, by which I mean industry, academic institutions, and so on. And this has provided very exciting opportunities for partnerships for emerging space nations that seek to learn from the experiences of others. One finds that increasingly the private sector is being a provider of know-how and technology to emerging space nations.
Is this a new space race, or is this more of a collaborative effort?
Oh, there's a much stronger emphasis on collaboration these days. I think that the post-Cold War space arena has a much stronger dimension of collaboration, simply because by its very nature, all space activities are global in character. So once you have a satellite, it doesn't stop operating the moment it crosses your national boundaries. It can actually be used to observe anywhere else in the world. And one finds, for example, with Hurricane Katrina, some of the earliest imagery that was available of the disaster was actually acquired with a Nigerian satellite.
That's Dr. Peter Martinez of the South African Council for Space Affairs.